true, like my colleague has pointed out. Just 2 weeks ago, the Speaker of Parliament, when interviewed by the media, whether they are going to ensure that committees are funded properly so that they are able to do their oversight, you know, throughout the country and elsewhere, she said that is not possible in the near future, precisely because committees are not spending. So this is the only last month before the end of the financial year. If this is not going to be spent, I think we are going to be having problems with committees.
Also, so maybe Moss can say something on this, and then I can comment later.
The management of the committee through the leadership of the chairperson took a decision last week that what we need to do is to submit a business case where we ask Parliament to do what, to allow us to submit an application so that our remaining 20.05 in the budget can be used during the individual financial year. And we met myself and also the chairperson, we are preparing for that business case. In our business case, we include an oversight business and 3 public hearings, one on the fishing industry, tourism, and one on water energy. Yeah.
Okay. I must also to say that I was not aware that we were different. It's not my character to use, not to use mine. We would have used money, but I don't think that. I think the issue of being appraised on a non-going basis about what we have in the kitty is very important. Otherwise, we would have used this money. If I had known this, we would have used it.
Chairman, it is a matter of concern, and I do this honorable member there. If we carry it forward to the next year, I'm just worried that the it might be decided that okay, we'll carry it forward, but we're not going to give you anything next. We're not giving you another 500,000. In other words, you only have nearly a million, because that is really what we want. We need to spend this money, there are so many things that we need to see. Something else true. I don't know where all this money goes to. But may I suggest that you invite us to the dinner this afternoon, Chair.
Chairperson, I just want to know from the committee how do we utilize the money that we have? Be specific, I just want to know. In fact, as you say, we seem to be very rich, which is quite interesting, you know. I feel so good to be serving in this committee. But now I would just like to know, how should we utilize this money?
I think, there are quite a number of things. Like right now we're using the money for the caterers. There are quite a number of things. We've used some of money when we were supposed to have those public hearings that we postponed last year. We use that for the advertisement. We've just visited to ADO. Again, that's the demand that we're using, the money from the budget. So we have been using the money, but I don't think we've used it enough to handle the challenges that we're having. That for me is the issue. And I think that we need to upscale the use of the money so that we can get maximum returns on the money.
Thank you, Chair. You mentioned catering and other expenses that we had incurred, but it's not reflecting in the report. If you see the column on oversight visit, we made oversight visit, but the cost is not included, not reflecting. You made international visit. Did you go to Brazil, I think? Was it during this period? It's not reflected in terms of the cost. Catering is there, but it's not reflecting. So I think once you start reflecting that, it might show something. So maybe you need to look at that in that. Okay. the question that my colleague has asked, I think where we need to spend the money is very clear. We have a mandate as a committee. We have to do oversight visits. We have to empower ourselves. So we need to have seminars, workshops. We need to engage the media, the people through the media. They would be incurring costs. We need to have public hearings, as the chair said. They will incur costs. We need to... there's a lot of places that could use this money. Besides the joke that my colleague is pulling here on food, that's not our style. But, yeah, there's a lot that we could do. There's a lot.
I think...
I'm
sorry.
I don't really know what I'm talking about because nowhere is it set out very clearly how the money has been spent. Can I ask, how much money is unspent as of now?
In terms of the official guidance that we get from our finance minister, the committee can check about 100%. Now, the reason why we have this kind of information, some of the important guidance, you know, our things provide Parliament, the Canadian Minister. Now, when I recorded the things from looking at information that has come from the mind.
See, my concern is if we are going to be requesting a rollover that is still retained by us. I mean, they're going to say, look, if every committee does this, we're really going to be have our whole financial statements and books in an absolute mess. You've got your budget, you spend your budget, what you don't spend, it comes back, but don't ask for it to be rolled over. I mean, I'm not sure if they've made that very clear. I mean, we've still got a month ahead of us. Can we not make some use of that and do an oversight, for instance, to the Fabian's group where there are all sorts of interesting things going on? Can we not make a visit in March or something of that sort, or look at some wetlands, spend 2 or 3 days looking at wetlands, just get our act together and do an oversight visit that is really useful for us? Maybe something to do with waste management. We're looking at the waste management bill. We're looking at the coastal development bill. Let's get our act together and make a useful visit preliminary to that legislation. Thank you.
Chairperson, I might be rude speaking in the meeting with something in my mouth. I would like to support what Comrade Thomas has said, because we, the new members, were especially in this committee, we learned first about the department by going out, seeing things, touching, you know, practically. It becomes so fast and registered. So I also support the idea of such educational oversight. Because as far as I know, environment is outside. Tourism is outside. At a certain stage, we do come and see 90 plain feet, it's fine. But, you know, touching and seeing, more especially the new imisila.
Thank you. I wanted to find out, because I believe this information, I mean, the figure that we have is informed by the information at hand. If there are other services that have been provided and have been paid for and the receipts are outstanding, because I can't imagine anybody providing a service and being relaxed in trying to get his money. So we need to make sure that we follow that up so that we have a proper itemized bill so that we know exactly what we have spent. Because it only shows 12,000, maybe we could have spent 75,000 for all I can, you know. So we need to really follow those up. Thank you.
I think we have to take this whole challenge up as management and hopefully pretty soon, maybe in the next week, come up with a comprehensive proposal as how we're intending to use the rest of this money. economy of money is that's not all. That's completely not all. So we have got to find a way of it.
Sorry, Kevin, for coming late. I wanted to make one banal suggestion. The problem of rockovers will always plague any committee, especially ourselves, because the nature of our work, you know, the two huge domains, environment and tourism, that instead of fighting from year to year, we should have a specific workshop, financial workshop, to budget for 3 years. You see, then we can plan our trips and say, where are we next year? So that's going to enable us to justify our budget. But if it's year to year, like hand to mouth, next year this time, we'll be having the same problem. So I want to suggest, we're not financial problems, but I want to do that my efforts, but the workshop will assist us then. That those of us who are in the financial capacity to be able to work out a way for 3 years. Well, not 3 years now. 3 years are really up to 2009 when this parliament prorogues in 2009. So let's target 3 years. So in other words, set aside some time. This is almost like trying to close the same because that's what the hotel wanted. But then we have an opportunity now that we must put ourselves in discussion.
No, Comrade, mine was just a proposal because, you know, most of the time, you know, this situation of finding committee chairs and the whip, not knowing exactly the budget, how it is utilized, it's a funny situation. We are the ones who are doing the work of Parliament of overseeing what the departments are doing and impacting on policy and legislation. But if the situation is as it is now, we'll always be in this problem. I don't know this tendency of giving everything to officials as if these parliamentarians are, when it comes to financing, yeah, because this happens even in trips. I know in other committees where I've failed, where you'll find an official, you can't even, you go out, if you have to put petrol in a car, the official, you have to depend on an official, even to buy drinks. And they go out with very stringent, you know, instructions from the officials. To me, that's nonsense. It's complete nonsense. I think we need to raise this with the presiding officer. Maybe we discuss it in our various caucuses, but I don't think this is a very tenable situation for parliamentarians to operate. Because look at that. It's completely unaware what monies are there. And in fact, you know what that tells us is that we can't. Even the suggestion by Comrade Aubrey, we can put up a program in a form of a business plan, but that is not in our control. Those officials say no, and that's why I'm saying we need to sit down with our presiding officers, because I think the other problem is there. You know, this tendency of money from committees being rolled over. The other problem is when committees want to go and do their oversight, those presiding officers say, no, we have to be in parliament. I don't know what is wonderful about this world here. We have been in parliament, we have to be here around, you know. So I think we need really to because this is very untenable situation. I wanted to make that comment here.
Thank you, sir. I just, for instance, am thinking, I attended a meeting in Washington of Globe, and one of the things that was quite fascinating was an attempt by Anglo-America in Australia to do carbon capture and storage of coal mines. You know? Now, that for me, because we've got coal reserves here of about 200 years, yet coal and coal is dead. Why don't we go to Australia and see what Anglo is doing in capturing coal and cleaning, so that we can come back and say, this thing is there. Presently, Germany is the leading country on renewables. Okay? Why don't we go to Germany and study their renewable industry and come and say, yeah, that this thing works? You know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I didn't know that we have got this one. There's a lot for us to do. And please, more, this should not happen again. We should, I mean, I think maybe we should have quarterly briefing on our finances. Yeah. Let's have quarterly briefing. We should know that one. That, so that we are constantly appraised. How much money do we have? So that we use the money. We cannot be fighting departments for not using money, and we ourselves don't use the money. That's not acceptable. It's completely wrong. Dr. Katari.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. You know, one of the other things which we need to go look at is in the fishing industry, the poaching that's going on. I think we need to go look at what's going on. I don't think we know. We don't realize how serious it is. It is really, really terrible. And we're not doing anything, we're not doing our oversight work as far as that.
So I think what, to sum up, what you think we must do, we must ask our researcher
together with the secretary to help us devise quite a comprehensive plan of action on the issue that we need to do. And then we'll assign the relevant people and then so that work is done. Mr. Chair,
thank you, Chair. If you back on page 14 on the same page, approve sponsorships to committee or individual member. I think we need to proceed, Chair. If you see the nature of the sponsorship, funding of accommodation and air travel costs for the delegation of the committee to attend climate change dialogue from 7 to 8 July 2006 in Brussels. Then on the value of the sponsor, it says 100.000. Now that doesn't be 100,000 rand. Because if you put 100 in a dot and three zeros, you can put any amount of zeros, it will still be 100 rand. So you need to correct that. Source of sponsor, it says Global International. Now under the section date approved by a house, chairperson or presiding officer, it says submission page. Now we are, you know, in 2007. I wasn't here in the committee then. This visit has took place, but under the approval section, it says it's still in the submission stage. So how could you have made the visit and it is still at submission stage without approval? So that needs to clarify.
Sir, again, if you look at the team of support, this comes to another end. But if you look at our committee program, most especially around November, what we did, we focused on annual support of the department and public. We did not consider the adoption, consideration the adoption of our report. And by the time we prepared the report, our application to the Minister of Social and Joy was in the FDA submission.
But there's something, my lord. This form of how these things are taking place, it's not right way of doing it. I don't know what right English word. No, but these things were not adopted. I mean, we went there in July and yet we're saying submission stage and we're adopting this thing. This is not clear. I don't even hear what you're saying. You know, I think we need to have a far more appropriate form of financial accounting and financial reporting. So that if something has happened, we know exactly what's going to happen. This is not helping all of us. This has sorted out. Comment over.
Yeah, it's a question. You know, subject ourselves to unnecessary aggravation. No conventional meeting like this one can end the effort. What you need to do is to break that. We cannot repeat, but that's how you communicate. You give us a moment, 25 months now, before the end of the session. Why don't you identify time? And that session is a special session. That does not really mean only accepting their questioning figures to and then we plan activities and say, where do you want to go to? Let's say, on the way some of the set, another of the set. And then for the next 25 months. Then from there, then the costing will be made and all that. Because if we
out of desperation try and spend, then we are spending oriented instead of, you know, developmental organization, you know what I mean. So I think we should have that. I feel very strongly that we should have that set, that workshop of strategic focusing, which will have a big component of financing in it. That's number one. Number two, when people go overseas, we are the only parliament in the world that I know of who would sign a niggardly, stingy allowance for members of the day. It's called a pajama, a Latin expression. I can't believe you go to America, they give about, you know, 30 rand a day or something, what? And try and live on 30 rand a day in America. I mean, it's a joke. I remember one time some member saying, Chinese Buddhist and another speaker. And then, so a chairperson of different committee, she went to America and she was called, say, look, honorable member, we'll call them congressmen, come to such a place and can defend. They said, I don't have money. They said, I saw you at a conference person. You can't defend you here and you can't even afford a taxi to move from one point to another. But it's a deal allowance. So we give members some legacy, 4,000 land or so forth. 14 days overseas. I mean, please, it's such a joke. And it comes a day before you leave. You can't even utilize the money for planning. So that now the idea is that the U.S. are separate. They must raise this thing in a separate forum. They must take it to the Rules Committee. And that they must up that pedal. Because that's where part of the bottleneck is. That money just gets rolled over because members are not trusted with a daily allowance. And that's why I wonder if overseas trips, people try all sorts of other things to try and leave.
Which is a sore Okay. So let's tie up this point. We have to move on. Okay, I think I agree with the last words of Mr. Hemingway. Whilst I was agreeing with, Uzi Zihar, and we must praise the secretary to the committee for coming up with this thing. Yeah, because it is not always possible for committee plans to produce this report in many committees. In fact, trade and industry mandated one member to go and draw up this. And actually, he was kicked out of this official's office in Mark Building for Finance that were not entitled to get this thing. In a nutshell, it means that Parliament is still run, and your budget and so on, everything run by the officials of Parliament without the knowledge of the chairs, without the knowledge of anybody, except that they would report to someone or report to the Speaker. Even these rollovers are done by the Speaker, not the committee. It's pathetic. So what this says, he says the chairs must make sure that they actually get together and sit down with the presiding officers over these issues so that they are ironed out. Otherwise, you'll ever be only paying for muffins and whatever you order is rejected by them as well. So I think that has to be corrected at a higher level than you tell.
Sanzanga? Yes, sir, thank you very much. And I also wish to apologize for coming here because of transport problems. Chairperson, one other thing that it's not going well is when we go to, you know, nearer in to other provinces, where you are told to pay, and then you are going to be reimbursed. That chairperson must get to an end because we end up to the committee members end up to be losers. It is really, we lose a lot because sometimes you buy cold drink and then you don't even get a sleep for that drink or water. You don't get a sleep and we end up losing a lot of money. If that we do that, but we, not knowing that there's so much money that is in the committee that is going to be rolled up back. Please, Chairperson, if only that can be stopped, we must also be given provision when we go to nearer provinces. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I need to apologize for what I'm going to say now.
it might be not the right platform. As I'm sitting here, the committee or whoever is owing me more than 800 rand. I was promised so dearly that I must pay. When we went to that conference, Misty Hills, I filled all the papers, up till now as I'm sitting here. I was never reimbursed. I don't know. Niyabiga, Chapman, I'm just reporting to you.
You're not the only one. Okay. So, you want to comment on
this? Yes, sir. The reinvestment of Honorable Mama Sikalala was including the reinvestment of Honorable Pohai. And in my opinion, there is an official record that says both Mama Sikalala and Dr. Pohai were reinvested. And surely Honorable Pohai can also testify.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing can be explored outside of the formal deliberations of Parliament. Mr.
Malulak? No, I just wanted to say that maybe what needs to happen is people need to keep up with their bank statements, because the reinvestment goes into your account directly. It doesn't come to you. So if you don't keep up with your bank statements, it escapes you. Thank you.
Now, we're missing the crucial point here, my honorable. There's no need for any parliament to reinvest. Why reinvest? Because it's a punitive measure. Pay people in advance. Give them a reasonable payment in advance.
Yeah.
That's all. And then they can keep the seat for a separate purpose, which is the receiver. But don't say, carry yourself, and then we will fuck all the money just lying there. No, no. Just accumulating interest for Parliament.
It's
punishing. It's the punitive approach.
I think, honorable members, what we may want to do, maybe because right now the our program for this quarter is almost full. I think firstly, what we need to work on more, we need to have the program for the whole year. Okay? This quarterly program business, I hate it, I must say, if I'm allowed to speak like that. I don't want it. I want us to know in August what will we be debating in August. Okay? So that we can prepare it now, so that the quality of our debate can improve. Okay? We must know now where are we, which place will we be visiting in November, you know, everything. So I want to suggest that because we all the bills that we find some time in the next 2-3 weeks if the session is still on. During one of the sessions, we go out as a committee, okay? We discuss, in the afternoon, okay? And present a draft program for the year that all of us look at and adopt. Then the issue of its financing and other things will work on it. But we need to have a comprehensive program between now and the whole end of it. We know there are certain basic things like strategic plans and annual reports. We know what the normal sequence of things. But let's also within that add all the physical, what we want to do, etc. So the exercise that Comrade Dr. Khan and Moss will help us to think it through. We'll of course process it through the management committee and present something here for consideration. But we will not have time in a normal portfolio committee. So we'll try and meet during the session this afternoon, all of us, and then adopt a program that is that we can then identify with and implement. Yes, sir?
Chair, now I'm getting excited. Now I'm getting excited. There are several issues we deal with in the country, okay? There are several issues that are current issues, like, for example, climate change is a huge issue. Dr. Khan and the Secretary have identified these issues that are issue of energy resource, issues around air pollution, all of these things. And let us be, proactive sometimes. And go out there, and then we'll be able to, we'll be using the money fruitfully. We can then say to the department, we shouldn't wait for the department to do something, and then we're going to say we're going to come and check whether it's true or not, good or not. There are times when we can make recommendations saying, hey, so such and such thing is being addressed in a such and such way, effectively in so and so part of the world we have seen it, we want you to seriously consider these options. So the issues that are current burning issues, we can bring it into our plan of action.
let's move on, please. Page 16, public committee report. Again, I think those there was a spelling in case we had officers to get me in the league. That's the money and the money. Can we move on to the committee report in terms of the departmental and public general report in public opinion?
Can we move with the adoption of the report, including the amendments that have been made? Can Malula move, and then who seconded? Mr. Sheff again. Okay. Thanks. Could we then come to the report on the one that is dealing with the public entities and the annual report? This is this report. We will just look at whether we come to. I'm hoping that people were able to look at this, and that generally people are comfortable with it. But let's go page by page so that people can comment if they want to change things or etc. Page one. If there's no comment, we'll go on to page two. The page two was the first paragraph was from page two. I think that is an inelegant formulation. Annual report to Parliament in terms of the report. I think find a better way of handling the Queen's language. Page three. Again, I'm making the assumption that people have read this. Should I ask who have read it?
I pawed over. I didn't read that. Pawed over.
Comrade, you're supposed to read this document. Comrade, please. You are handsomely embarrassed to. Best to do this work. Page three. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Chair? Okay. Well, page three again was the first paragraph. I think sort of persuasion of South Africa's pursuit of South Africa's sustainable development program. Okay. Could we move on to page four? Yeah, on page four, last paragraph. I'm not so sure whether this is the correct formulation. The major service delivery achievements reported during the drought under review include the listing of cities abandoned. I'm not sure what that means. Cities abandoned. I think it's abandoned. I'm not sure what cities abandoned. So please, maybe go back to the original report and please write this thing properly.
But,
There's also a very interesting point about Marika's and research program. I don't think we've been briefed on this. We should really look at, there are quite a number of things that have been raised here, which President has also mentioned of that, this clean air production strategy. I don't think we have ever briefed about what this clean air. Come again? Yeah, even, yeah. Okay. Okay, sir. But I think that one talk is debatable. As I call it, marine culture.
Marine culture was also marine culture. Yeah, marine culture.
That is,
I can't help you, but marine culture refers to the sea,
yeah.
And aquaculture in general.
Everything. Page 5.
Yes. I just think it would be interesting to use some of these things as a basis for future oversight, because I'd like to know what's happening with some of them. You know, this experimental fisher octopus and white mussels, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, to really use it as a basis for our work for the next 12 months.
Actually, Machamas, I think what we will be using, the outstanding work that's in the annual report, that we'll have to draw from it, but also the issues that are coming out of this, let's look at all of those things, and then all the pieces that tease out things that will constitute our work for the year. The report, yes, chapter
2 points. The first point that I'm referring to is it's a suggestion that we should not just do something. I mean, like we, there's a tendency to say difficult things should be provided with the challenge. So the response must not be too short. If there is a difficulty, they must boldly say difficult. If there's a problem, that is a problem. Challenge is something else, not the word similar. Now, when it comes to MCS, you know, we have
we're outraged by what we heard from Scopa about the Marine Revenue Resources Fund. And that is not understated here. Not understated. It's just, you know, temporarily stated, put as challenges. To a point where we actually said that there should be an overhaul of the entire thing. That this government was actually not standalone, it might be, but sucked and brought in, back into the instead of standing alone there without any, you know, governmental supervisory authority. Now, that should actually be highlighted in the report. Here it just is an intelligence. And that reference to that hardly is made here. Again, in the spirit of what we said earlier, the ongoing work on what's happening, ongoing oversight, what's happening with the MCS.
Okay, I would like to agree with Comrade, but Makuna, Comrade, did you hear that? honorable Comrade.
I'm not Makuna, Mukwena.
really, I mean, if these are the only challenges facing the department in terms of problems, then, you know, they haven't got big problem. But that, you know, they're definitely not missing anything, but I think it'll be covered. Our strategic plan, you know, to make sure that we, from our side, we bring out those things which we think is necessary.
Yes,
thank you, Jim. From memory, I'm not sure whether I'm true. I think South African weather services also had issues beyond which you can call challenges. And perhaps that should also be quoted, noted. If you go back to the minutes or the proceedings of that day, you'd find that there were some crucial issues around human resource management, etc. So I don't know if they are adequately captured here. Maybe we can do that.
The current chairperson, what do we do with these comments of members? Do we just mentally note them without necessarily in the committee secretary, but actually must write them in the form? Given the point by Mr. Chair, you know that the source, okay, you remember there is a report that there was a problem with the transfer of the land, but then subsequently Scopa said that it was the reason on their part. Some of us had already made the land available, but nobody, because they didn't have a scene for a long time, actually went out to actually make sure that the title deed was of the land, actually transferred probably to them. But here when they presented the report, they wanted sympathy from the committee, they are struggling, they don't have children, etc., etc. So you see, it was a falsification of the report. Now the point thing is absolutely important. Like, they must come up again this year and still repeat the story, and in the rare story, they're struggling, etc., etc. They are operating from the boot of their cars.
Sorry, I think we were just from this committee sent a message to the department saying, you know, we're probably going to adopt this report. You know, we feel that it is not totally truthful in terms of a lot of things that are not mentioned in here and that need and require attention. And we feel that they should be more detailed about the problem areas that face us in the department.
Yes, but remember that this is our report. So we must have, I think we need to tighten the formulation.
Okay.
I think Moses must note all the comments that we're making so that we can strengthen this report.
Yeah.
Make the appropriate amendments to the report. But then, what does that mean procedurally? Does it mean that we're not going to adopt it now, we're just correcting it, then we're going to have the final version, and it must be given to us permanently, so that we actually adopt it and own it now with the corrections?
No, Chair, I was under the impression that we can adopt it with corrections, with amendments.
Chair, I think what I'm now going to fast track and ask colleagues to go to page 13 quickly. I know it sounds odd, but I think the input I want to make is, on page 13, we make recommendations. The recommendations that we are making, we can actually identify strongly with the issues that we raise, and we can make strong recommendations to Parliament in respect of all these entities that we have seen, even stronger than the recommendations that we have done here. What that would do is it will then wait for the report. Those that we haven't captured in detail in under each item, that can be now strengthened in our recommendations. If we go back and see the issue at weather services, we can make stronger recommendations and then send off a letter to them saying that these were the issues when you last came. We would like to know what progress have you made since then. So, yeah, and the recommendations, as I see them, Chair, they're not very clear. If we told Parliament South African Tourism 9.2.1, Tourism 2010 Business Change and Plan. What are we recommending? What are we saying? I think it's vague. These recommendations are not specific. When you make recommendations to Parliament, they have to be very, very specific. It shouldn't be ambiguous and no room for guessing, because the committee must be very clear about what we're actually saying. Thank you, Chair. I think this recommendation section needs to be looked at very carefully before we adopt it.
That's the point of procedure. We cannot have been correct and assume that the correction is accepted. When the report goes, the report comes out, we cannot do that correctly. It must still come back to us. Precisely because of what Mr. Chair has said now.
Okay. I just wanted to say that the recommendation in this instance were about briefing that we're trying to invite briefing. I think for me, what needs to be done, Moses, is to integrate in all these various subsections all the comments that are being made by members, okay? Ensure that, you know, you can bring them, profile them. As well, for ease of reference, it is even important that you highlight them so that everyone can see that you've captured all the discussions that we've been having. This is very important and enticing. So maybe there's no rush on this. Rework it. We can still adopt it next week. But do the amendments that are proper. Circulate it on time so that people can even interface with you and say, look, you've not captured that point, you've not captured that point. And then when we meet on Tuesday, hopefully, people will have read it. We won't do this exercise again on Tuesday. People just only read, we only raise issues that have not been captured that they feel strongly about. So that we can dispense it in 10 minutes. We won't do the same exercise. But we will do this and then we'll highlight all these. The points that were raised, strengthen the report, but I would say that most of them, sorry, just strengthen them in the actual body of the text. And you can keep your recommendations as they are considered recommendations, nearly increasing. But strengthen the other things around challenges, etc., that Mr. Mugwana was raising.
Sorry, Sir President, the point by Honorable Samadman, was it Mr. Shea?
Mr. Shah, who said that you can't just say 9.2 and the cash flow project and a quarterly report. You see, the one thing I'm talking about the plan is 9.21. Tourism, tourism, business, case, and plan. What does it actually mean?
It's a briefing on that. It's not a recommendation.
What I'm saying, going to this is what we are raising. Maybe. I'm not so sure about whether we have a record of the recommendation that we made in the committee meeting.
Okay.
Honourable Member, if we review the proceedings when the department approved the committee on the annual report, the focus was on the strategic goals, achievements, and commitment. Now, the committee said what it did. After reviewing the briefing by the department, then developed the recommendation to be considered by the committee. But during the actual proceedings, I don't remember the committee making the recommendations. Now, these are the recommendations that come from the committee section to be considered by the members of the committee.
But more generally, most of, unless your record is not strong, generally, when we discuss things, we always come with the committee. They should be there somewhere.
Look at 931.
What is that? 931. What is the name of 931?
Sorry.
931. I've read them. But what does 931 mean? 931 means there'll be a breach of the LSM management strategy.
Yeah.
It's self-explanatory. It's about cutting it. Look, I think for me,
during the 2010 parliamentary. Now, my understanding is that all this 9.1 down to 9.5 is that we are asking for briefings on all of those items. Is that not
true? Exactly. But that's not the point. The point is that when we came in briefing, we made certain recommendations about, you know, what you should say, briefing in respect of certain matter, bullet points, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, it becomes just a routine briefing. I mean, we have this end of briefing. And then we say, well, tell me now, how do we deal with the question of LFS? We tell them and tell them. So, if they are going to come and tell us, we'll be just here. That's the point I'm making. They must take on board the comments that was made last year. So now, we can see that there's progress in the meeting. Otherwise, it becomes PowerPoint presentations. It becomes just a ritual of the briefing. And there's nothing new. But what happens now? The almost just like water down the sector of that. They go there to officials and say, we're going to bring that committee. let's get out of that place and take into your airplane, back to office. Next is the same story, they just interface. Now, this one now presents the same story. So, we're actually much in time. What we want to see now is progress that after engaging the report, they, the following year, they say, they must actually say, last year when we were here, we presented the following and the community paid us to the following. Some of the things were not applicable. We couldn't, achieve the following for the following reasons. And what we want you to do now is we want to bring the following. If what is wrong with the strategy, then they engage Parliament. But if they just come and brief and then off they go and we come and interpret the briefing, there's not all the strength of the impact we made on interpreting the report. So they must say they're going to brief us on this urban management strategy in respect of the following issues.
I think for me, the essential point is that when we were briefed on all of these questions, we made comments and recommendations. Those are not well recognized. So the only interesting point we've captured here more are the what we call the challenge. Okay? But you've not brought, there's no dialogue here. What is said is the comment to this department is not captured. I'm not sure whether you've seen it. But you must have a clear record of what we say. Okay? And there must be, therefore, on the way forward, an intention or an attempt to show what they should do with respect of what we have recommended. Yes. There must be So we must, we must keep that dialogue unfolding. So please, congratulate me some work, but we have, I know for a fact that in all the meetings that we have, we always raise issues and recommendations. We're not just any commentary. What is there something you come on.
Chair, I'm just wondering whether the TETA report shouldn't be, report back, because I think we decided that TETA must also report back on the audit report, for instance, and that's not in the recommendations here. I'm just wondering whether it should be added in here.
TETA, we interacted with TETA last week. So we are following them.
I'm just wondering whether it should be in the recommendations.
Okay. Note that. The
government has been? One of the important tasks for us, Chair, when these institutions from the department come to make further presentations to us, management committee must actually prepare for such presentations in terms of other things that might, arise in between their previous briefing and before they come again. Now, even if we would have captured all those other things that we said and recommended, but we must actually be able to say when the next letter goes out to them, they must also include all this so that we move them out of their, a tactical way of hiding things, under the carpet. So management committee must actually prepare such a letter so that they must include all these things.
Chair, I think as a way forward on these issues, I think I would like to make a recommendation that the Secretary, you see, when we have a briefing and the department comes and says to us, these are the challenges, these are the mitigating factors, blah, 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 blah. And then members speak and they interrogate things and then they say, why don't we do this? Now, when we capture that, I think the Secretary, what the Secretary needs to do in for each institution that comes and reports, is what did they say were the major challenges, and what did the members say? Capture that immediately, separately in a document, so that when they come back, we circulate and say, so and so member used, because sometimes you even forget what you said. They said this, and this is what you said. So what happens is, it's clear. When we go into a meeting, we know exactly what these people told us the problems were, and we know what we said. So it's captured separately for each institution. Thank you.
We have to explain to Parliament,
Robert Durant. We have to explain to Parliament.
I fully agree with you.
It is an institution derived from our constitution. Very important.
Could I say something?
Okay.
The chairperson, I think what Moses attempted to do was to chart out ideas. Now, you suggest ideas for an annual plan. Now, you suggested a very wise thing, that one day during a certain plenary, the committee moves out to G26, and then either adds or subtract. And what you're doing now could be then done very thoroughly, number one. Number two, the Audit General's report. The Audit General takes a group of experts. They interrogate the department's financial statements. It looks at its audit report, its internal audit report. It also measures the department's performance against its budget. If there are serious, glaring problems, it is SCOPA summons them. So SCOPA comes up with specific requests. The minister must report back in 30 days or in 60 days on specific issues. Now, I think if the committee focuses on these issues, these are the crucial issues. Officials can't hide them from you. The Auditor General's report has highlighted them. Yes. And you need to assist the Auditor General in ensuring that that Parliament oversight role, to a large extent, to make sure that the recommendations of SCOPA and the Auditor General's report is attended to. You can then call the minister and the department to book if it's not. And I think these are the issues. And I'm willing to assist. I'm not here to cover up for the minister or the department. I serve the people of this country. And I'm willing to sit down and assist with that process. As this comrade says now, or this member says, that when the department comes, we are prepared. You have questions. In your annual report, you promised this. During strategic session, you said those were the challenges. What have you done? Have we implemented your financial systems at the Marina Bridge Resources Fund? Are fish being weighed properly at the harbors? Is there, these are real things. It's not a secret. You don't need NIA. It stands in the SCOPA report. It stands in the annual report. And I think what Parliament needs, Jefferson, is to give to the committee, because it's impossible for Moses as the committee clerk to do all that, is to give the committees more support to do that. And it's easy to say for the management committee, sit down and draw up some questions, with all respect. But it's members, they have got other things to do, you have constituency problems. You need official capacity at Parliament that can do that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you.
2 seconds. I think, let's not obliterate what Mr. Sharpton is very well. There's no discussion here. All what must happen when anybody comes from the first time and present, the secretary might just note the misleading point, and then when the issue has been interrogated, it's like any organization where the minister thinks the same thought. So now, next time, then we know what they said and what we said. So now we confine ourselves to that. The auditor, does his own work, but more for financial management part. But we are not just focusing on the money, we are focusing on the life of the entire entity. That's all for what. Otherwise, if we then treat our task is based on the auditor's report, then he will become financial manager. And then the rest of the lives of the entities will suffer. Money is important if there's misdemeanor. The scope only someone in the case of malfeasance in terms of money. But if everything is fine, we don't hear from SCOPA. But then what happens now? What our role is not only about money, but it's also about the governance of all those entities and the service delivery. Even if the money is properly spent, but if there are no outcomes, then we never come to. So must we just focus on the money part?
Chair, when we say maybe we pile things over to the sector and the management committee, we're saying that in view of the fact that we know that there should be capacity around the research work for the study group, for the committee and other people that are there, you know, the convergence of those skills must actually be employed so that we see a report that we want and all that preparation work to be done by all those people. But we are actually putting it under that, because we don't want to actually say this is here today and tomorrow we're told that there's no capacity to do that.
I think we're noting this comment. Let's move on to page 7. The one question in Queen 7 was just above South African Weather Services. There's a mention here of FRPP project budget, blah, blah, blah. I think that we should not use this. We should use the acronyms. It's not, we don't know what FRPP means. The main acronym is the meeting balance. So please write, tell us what that FRPP stands. Any other comment there? The other issue again, like your sentence is here, do not have a full stop. Do not have a full stop. Your sentence must have a full stop. Page 8. What page 8? Again, a full stop is the after Kukuza Rata. All the other sentences, the South African Tourism, again, they're not full stop. Please, just have a full stop. Let's not harass the Queen's language.
This is a full stop at the end of page 8. We can have it to minute. It is a full stop page.
Then, okay, page 9. Again, my concerns here are essentially on ground. This was support for craft 20, support for 20 craft groups. You've written it the other way around. Okay. Any other comments, colleagues? Move on to page 10.
No.
Just still on page 9, chapter 5. Okay.
I mean, I don't see the capturing of the idea that there should be a conference on solution. Unless it's somewhere, I would say. And that's a key recommendation by the portfolio committee, as we said now. We say in order to solve, to address the problems of solution, nothing short of a CODESA type conference must be held for that prestige international wetland.
Okay.
I mean, that's so key. And that's not what it is. That's why we felt you saw me being agitated. That the key thing that we resolved during the year. To not get the federal in the annual report, which you want to adopt. So it then becomes just hearsay and a rumor. This is just a point. And then the end of the report, and then that's when Mr. Shanton was first. That is a recommendation. So I failed to locate the impact that we're making here.
Yeah.
I failed to see that, because the whole thing has become a routinized exercise.
Mr.
Shah? Can I draw your attention to page 9 again on 4.3 on challenges, last two lines? It seems as though what we're trying to say here is the issue of visa is significant hurdle in inviting tourists to South Africa. But it doesn't come out very adequately clear that that's exactly what we're trying to say. Maybe it's just the language. If you look at the last line, visas are currently a significant barrier in Africa. What do you mean by that? And we got in brackets, example, Nigeria and Angola. Are we saying that it is difficult for us to get Nigerian and Angola visas? And then it goes on to say, and from India. So it's not very clear. Visas are currently a significant barrier in Africa. Example, Nigeria and Angola, which is in common, and from India. I think we need to clarify the statement. Is it that people are finding it in these countries difficult to acquire South African visas because we have placed stringent conditions? Is that what we're trying to say? If that's what we are saying, I think we need to spell it out clearly.
Clarify that.
Let's
move on to page 10. In page 10, I think Sandy is not South African Botanical Institute, South African National Botanical Institute.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's correct. Any other comments? Comment crying, you know? You're not supposed to be only reading this now. You're supposed to be.
I'm reading.
Yes.
Matama?
I mean, you know, there are challenges that are coming up all the time that are not reflected here, but I imagine those will unfold. For instance, the whole issue of biofuels, etc., something that are coming into the sort of public arena very rapidly, and that we need to take cognizance of. So, but I don't suppose there was anything, I mean, there's nothing about that reflected here. But I suppose they, as the year proceeds, they will come to the fore. In terms of being challenges and occasion for some rapid thought and action on our part.
Okay. Can we move on to page 11? I think page 11 was this central sentence. The other strategic goal that is that includes what I think that maybe it's not that clear. No, it's fine.
Yeah. Now,
Chairperson, page 11.
Mm-hmm. The Marine Resources Fund. Now, when we read this whole report, this four paragraphs of the next page, is a practical example of how the report fails to capture the issues that we are aggravating this committee. I mean, we have the report in the newspapers, I mean, we put my phone back, not all the sort of reflections here. It's just like all the work, you know. The secretary failed to capture, and the first paragraph is that Dr. Maikito made, let's say, a presentation. And you see, this report does not contain the recommendations made that this Marine Resources Fund devoid of MCM devoid of this thing, there's no MCM, and that's why we recommended that now this Marine Resources Fund be sucked back into the belly of DET, because it's a standalone, but it's being serviced by the personnel of DET. So that's crucial, that we unpack that, but this report has it said that. Number one. Number two, this report misses an opportunity to say over the new fishing policy, and this is how it's working, and so many of these things have been, so many lessons have been given to guys. We missed a golden opportunity, because there Dr. Maikiso actually gave a report and said that this is the new policy that's coming to effect, passed by Parliament, this is now how we're proceeding. But that hasn't kept that yet. So it's more of a journalistic report. I mean, I can't believe this, you know. We're missing an opportunity to capture the highlights of the activities of the entities. So that's why I say it's like a run-of-the-mill, routinized report. It's almost like somebody was absent-minded, or who heard somebody say, look, this is what actually they say. It's like a hearsay report. It misses that. It's not supposed to adopt it. That's why I say there's no chance in adopting the report here. We must go back to the very board to capture the extremity. I mean, more than intellectual. I mean, I can't believe I can say we kept that those spelling points. We understand things of full stops and grammar. We don't know about that. But we want the main stuff to be captured. That when, after, when you write the book, what are the key things here? MCM, we know MCM is a mess. We know that.
I do think Comrade McQueen is right, because it doesn't reflect our concern. Very much so. There's also just one typing error, which is actually quite funny. On 7.1, it says, ensuring all revenue due to the fund is collected timorously. I think it means timorously. Timorously means
it's
yeah. Air to collect. Just the it should be. It may be the truth, but.
I think what everyone is saying here is that maybe the format from the committee section is not what we want. It's not adequate for us. What we are saying here is that we want a clear reflection of a dialogical relationship department. It was cut our thinking. Okay?
The mood.
The mood, the perspective, the views. Okay? And we feel that that's not captured here. It's only captured what the department tells us, told us. Now that's wrong. That's completely wrong. We don't want that. I think that's what is coming. And also, so I think in your meaning, somebody got what they find. We want that to be taken back. We want that to be suffered. It's very important what is taking this news. Because we very easily, your format is like this. We don't want this format. That's what the committee section is. We want another way of doing this. Where it shows clearly what the political issues, what the concerns are, what are the topical issues. Okay? What are the issues that grabbed our attention? That's the issue that we want to capture.
So put it very well. You see, this report was adopted when we came to Parliament. That's why I think there's no chance we can just assume correctly the strategy and then depart from the Parliament. Because you see, when we get to Parliament, it's going to appear on the issues, etc. And we'll have colleagues in Parliament say, see, we saw your report. What is that actually doing there?
Yeah.
You see, because we heard about MCM, but none of those things come out in the report. So you've got to begin to justify to a bank mate and say, yeah, no, actually, we're asleep. Well, suppose it's the opposite. Why would they saw your report? You guys are working hard. Why would they see that? It's not that one glory from peers in Parliament. But the report must reflect. What are you guys doing there? Because your report does not give an indication that you are applying your mind to this. It doesn't really take you what the department is telling you guys.
Thank you very much. I just, I agree with the Honourable McQuena. If somebody read this, that an outsider is going to say, what a nice department, nothing wrong here. Everything's fine. Where is no difference? But I just feel under the Marine and Living Resources Fund, they are it's the fund that controls the boats and the vessel, that's got to do policing and also the manpower, to pay the manpower. And we don't say anything about poaching here. And serious problem of poaching that's not receiving attention by this fund and MCM.
Thank you, Chair. And now we can understand, Chair, why there was so much of discussion around the subject of recommendations. Because when we saw the word recommendations after the report, we said, well, here's the recommendation coming from the committee in respect of the issues that we think Parliament needs to address. And we got it wrong then, because now we understood that by recommendations, these are recommendations for the discount brief, not our recommendation at the conclusion of a report, which is normal. So I suggest that when we say recommendations, that we address all these issues, in respect of all the entities. Having considered all the reports that way, the briefings of the departments, the committee makes the following recommendations. You see, their recommendations would capture all the discussion, all the problems that we raise. So that when we say recommendations in a report, it shouldn't be that we are asking for a briefing. That's not a recommendation, that's a request. You see? So that's why when I saw recommendations, I got it wrong. A lot of us got it wrong. Because at the end of a report from a committee, when you say recommendations, what you're saying is, having captured the entire report, we are now, as a committee, saying this to Parliament, these are the recommendations we are making. This A, B, C, D should happen. So when we are asking for briefing, let's not say recommendations. Let's say the committee requests the following briefing from the following respective departments. And these are the issues we want them to come and report on, saliently.
Again, maybe I need some assistance from Moss and maybe Dr. Khan. I suppose that there is a handfat on our discussion. Please go there, Chief, to the handfat on all these briefings. That captures go there exactly what we were raising, so that we can have something that's worth it. At this level, it's just an academic, some record. But we need a proper record of what were the issues that we were raising, what was coming out from us, and properly recorded. Go there,
Yeah, I want to
A word of caution. In our enthusiasm to do that, let us not turn a report in 2 minutes. Because it's different. So we will be looking at the minutes. You can't go into details. Okay. What you need to capture is
your recommendation. The issues that have gone, some of them will be interfaced. Some people will come, but just look at what were the issues that people were raising. What were the recommendations that they were raising around solving some of the problems that they were identifying. You go, as it is, we cannot see ourselves support. I mean, we argue on issues, we raise issues, fundamental issues. We cannot try that those fundamental issues in the report as it is. So please,
another point, chapter 2, please, the process. Also, the sister, our second, my lady, you could, without exposing ourselves, pick up a phone and call all the key people who came to represent and say, we are trying a creative way of ensuring that our report captures the decision you made. Two things. Silent point, and you still, let's do a small report, one page, on the challenge, what we said we as a control committee you must do. So, Sad was back one.
They could also give you, but
that will also give you, but then once then, you see what you're actually delegating in your point. There's a whole back quick and, hey, Parliament wants, so, but then you run the risk of somebody becoming very cynical. But must find a way of, of not appearing as having forgotten what they said. You understand? Yeah. But it's also a very creative way of saying, once you ensure, answer is an encyclopedia. You will wade through the main thing. It might be a slumming of putting it, but this is another way of re-engaging the department, say, well, finalize the report now. We cannot make sure we do not miss out anything. So I just want you to put down one page. The thing that, yeah. It might sound clumsy, but I mean, I'm just suggesting. Okay, well, that's fine. I admit,
Chair, in order for us to protect the integrity of the committee and Parliament, we must be very careful what we're asking. It's a good idea, but it shouldn't undermine the credibility of Parliament and the committee. There should be, if at all, perhaps a creative way in doing that. And I suggest we could do it in a very... There's a saying which says there's many ways to... Yeah. I think what we must write to each institution, if we get the approval of the House, is we write to them not saying that we want to know what are the issues we raise. What we need to say to them is, can you give us a summary of your present briefing that you made in terms of your challenges that you presented, and an idea of what you intend to brief us on in your next briefing. What are the issues that, you know, something like that. You know, without actually saying what we want. It's put it to them in such a way that it's not like we don't know what we're talking about. You know, they came to us the last time, tell them, what are the issues, what have you done in terms of X, Y, and Z? And perhaps in that we get some information. But asking them to, the way... my colleague is saying, I think that will undermine our credibility, really.
No, you're right. We're now dealing with methodological issues. I'm not so sure that's where we want to go. I think that let's go to Hansard. Okay? There's a record there. It needs lots of work, but it has to be done because we've got to capture. We can't see ourselves. I mean, so we're not there. I mean, that's the point. We cannot see ourselves. We can see the department. But we said, so though we're not told, and we left the meeting. So please find us. But that's all I think of. Comrade Thomas, and then we've got to tie up this.
You know what would be useful is after every portfolio committee meeting, we get a, and I'm not quite sure who would do it, maybe even the JPMG people would do it. They used to do it from that other organization. I know I used to get every on my email a fairly verbatim account of what happened in the meeting, but just a one pager saying this was what the meeting was about, these were some of the issues raised. that would be filed and that we could refer to at any time.
Appreciate.
Yeah.
Okay. I think what you've seen in the recent of all of us. It's true that we have to go back to the drawing board.
We cannot adopt this. Hopefully we can be retabled. I'm not sure whether we need 2 more weeks. Well, this is now substantive work. We can give you 2 more weeks.
Okay.
If we review all the positions that around this department and around the board, there should not be a cloud assumption from the members that generally in all those briefings, members make recommendations. There were instances where questions were asked. But if here the committee takes a resolution that I need also to capture in my report members' questions, then I've got the record. But there should not be an assumption that in all the proceedings there was a committee. And I just want to highlight the point that the committee proceedings there was no record. We did not record the proceedings. Now, what I'll do, I'll review my capture was here and the questions that were asked by members and departmental reports. And in addition to that, I'll capture all those questions and departmental reports in this report.
Okay. But then, what is this thing for? Does this thing not record what we're talking about? Is that for hearing? Now, two things. It's supposed to record. It's supposed to record. But some cases there where when you come to your room, where the system is trying to say, it's supposed to record. So that you are not going to focus on it. But you are right, Chairperson, by assuming that there is a committee report. The committee Hansard, so the parliamentary Hansard, they are supposed to be like that. Number two, there are meetings where this system malfunctions. So it's not reliable, and there's a big percentage that we make. So I want to lose out if we work on the assumed committee Hansard.
Just saying that the parliamentary monitoring group as an additional force can actually help in this organization.
Okay. So I think what we will give you about two weeks to look at this, see whatever, maybe again you can be associated in this excavation by the researcher. See what we can give out, what we can get, and then try and strengthen this record so that it keeps the political record. Why do you maybe discuss this principle, the politics will come out. Okay, could we move on to the oversight report of human source and different space? Okay. We're on the different page, front of the board. Want to say something, Mr. Shah?
You don't know page.
Just go page by page.
But before you do that, I just want to make an observation on the general report.
Chair, I've been through this report. This is one of the reports that I actually scrutinized very carefully. I wasn't on the oversight project. If I may say without sounding, negative, this report, the entire report is very, very ambiguous. There are grave defects in this report, and therefore I suggest that members go page by page and go very, very carefully. I will bring to your notice as you go page to page.
Okay. On page 2. Okay.
Chair, if you go to 1.3, overview of the oversight visit. Look at the third line. Though the office of the executive major, that's a minor correction, major share, the three mayor, I think. Continue reading. Its professional coordination efforts had made plans for the delegation of the committee to interact with both of them. The former did not turn up for the official meeting arranged in the council chamber. If you proceed to read it right through the end, there's no explanation given as to whether why they didn't turn up was, did anyone make inquiry as to why they didn't come? Because it's a very important thing. They wanted a meeting, we went, the committee went there, they didn't come, but we're not telling Parliament why, how, did we ask, did anyone ask the question why, were they asked the question why? Let's not capture this.
I can answer on that. I think that the meeting was not asked by them, it was asked by the boat worker, not by the boat owner. Actually, I was there, the boat owner justified. They were not bothered. So they didn't care. That's why that would be. They did not ignore that. They felt that we. There was no reason to make that. So I'm quite standing. Okay. The other comment I'd like to make on this is that on 1.1, more information about the matter related to fishing policy allocation, but I feel closer. And the cause, of the strike in fishing. I think that's the cause of that strike, in fishing in that area. So I'm sure that's general in fishing. And then 1.2, it's Mr. Simons and not NAR. And then it's Mr. M. Swart, youth program, Mr. Swart, and the C is the Karama IFP. Could not.
Chair, the reason I raise it is if you go back to line 4 of 1.3, line 3, though the office of the executive mayor through its professional coordination efforts had made plans for the delegation of the committee to the delegation of the committee that refers to the Environmental Affairs Committee,
yeah.
We should specify that to interact with both owners, the former did not turn up. You see, when you say somebody didn't turn up, it means someone agreed in principle on something and they didn't come. To me, it seems as though they didn't accept the invitation.
No.
Now, if they didn't accept the invitation, then we can't say they didn't turn up because they didn't accept the invitation. Once you accept an invitation and then you don't come, then you say they didn't turn up. But if an invitation goes out and it hasn't been accepted, no RSVP is made or anything, we can't say they didn't turn up. What we can say is they were invited to attend this meeting and they did not respond positively. That's the maximum we can say.
Except that I was also want to say, what is the objective of including all the matters? I mean, people didn't pitch up. Didn't pitch up.
It's important politically. I'll explain. There was a problem involving fish folk, workers in the fish industry that they employ. Okay? We are coming there as a parliamentary delegation. They don't meet us.
No. I'm saying there's no need. I mean, it's important to record who went. But there's no need to say if a Mugwena could not meet us because he's
more of an activist delegation.
Chair, I agree that you need to capture the spirit and the mood of what happened there. But I think we need to reword this. I think what we need to say is, in spite of every effort by the committee to meet with all stakeholders, including whoever there was, the boat owners who, you know, did not feel it respond positively to the invitation. Because if you say official meeting and they didn't turn up for an official meeting, I again repeat, it means that an invitation was sent to them, they accepted, but they didn't come to the meeting. So what we need to say is that just ignore the committee. We need to make that clear. But if you say they didn't come for an official meeting, what we are implying is, in principle, they agreed and they didn't pitch up. That's what it means. So what we need to say is that every effort was made by the executive mayor to get the committee to interact with the stakeholders. However, it must be noted that the Boat Owners Association did not respond positively.
Can I just say that there are so many spelling mistakes and so many grammatical errors in this report. I'm just wondering whether somebody can't, because you can't send it to, you know, can't go to Parliament in this form, whether we can't just have this rectified first of all and then bring it back to us, because there's no urgency. Why should we must they approve it today? Can we do it at the next meeting? You know,
I think you're making a fundamental point. There are many, a certain number of photos in the report. I'm actually telling you the number right. And some of them are that, totally, some of them, I don't see what was I saying, community.
I have said preacher.
Community.
Yeah.
So, I think that it's about the media recommendation, but just to explain the point to the subject.
Okay.
I think I just want to find out if there's an oversight of that kind, who do you talk to? Because if you talk to them, they might like not take it too serious. But since we've picked this up, who do we actually talk to make sure that you know, whatever you do, they must follow up and make sure that it's correct, that we don't have a situation like this in the future?
Yeah, I must say that I am to be blamed in this. This report was supposed to be adopted last year. And normally when you do quality assurance, give it to your supervisor to do quality assurance. And with regard to this report was edited in terms of content and grammar. But taking into account that it took time to consider this report, I could not take that here to the communication and say, can you do the editing of this report? But I feel that clearly they made a mistake of making this report and calling it.
Oh, yeah,
great.
Okay.
Mr.
Shah?
Yes,
sir. We have to move on. There's a suggestion on the
chair
that this be redrafted so that we don't spend time when it's editing it here. It's redrafted and resubmitted.
Chair, to assist him,
okay.
After the meeting, I instead of going through it in detail, I just draw his attention to certain areas which he needs to see clarity on. That would assist him when he communicates with these people again. Because we can't just take what they gave us efficiently and present it as our report. The format in which it is, it seems as though they are talking to Parliament, not us. So I will sit with him after we finish and just draw his attention to certain things.
The basic requirement of a report like this is that it must make sense. And quite a lot of these points do not make sense. You cannot understand actually what it's saying. What does it mean? Well, I'm not going to go into it now, but actually I'm also very happy to, ever, if you feel you need me to run through, I mean, English is what I've done, to give you a bit of help.
Offer my Swahili expertise here. No, but Chairperson, without being facetious, no, I couldn't must avoid the MPs. Well, I understand that they're willing, Mr. Shah and Mr. Shamas, but I don't want to know the truth. Where an MP can sit down and come to the speech. We understand, we appreciate the commitment, but it defeats the oversight purpose. You appreciate the candidate. Okay, let's move on. This will have to be but this one we've got to adopt this by next week. This one is quite urgent. Because we must have a record of Parliament on this. Let's do our feet on this. We have dragged our feet too long. But it does also say that the quality assurance process, we'll have to take this up in the middle of care. This is not proper thing. Could we move on to the last bit, the committee minutes of the 13th and the 20th of October? Move for the adoption. Okay. Then Goldberg will sign this was our not there. Move adoption with seconding. Okay. And then the 20th of February.
Yes. I don't see my apology as far as I can read. Both of our apologies.
No, yes. Well, from the point of view of the AMC, we understand that.
The truth of the matter is that most of us, because we are VAAPs, we're very poor, so we attended the course on the road out of poverty. That's what we just I wasn't there, so I can't move anything, but just the spelling of briefing, the other agenda, chairperson, second the agenda. Spelling of the word briefing is not correct. Yeah.
Okay. Before moving for adoption, I was present. I was secretary was correct.
Then I think all what you need one.
And then to go down, Ranapal is comprised of NCC and other countries. Interpretation of a campaign to grow income by urging all public entities to pay a particular way. Interpretation of a campaign to grow income. And that there may have been, please write it in the word, don't get it.
Where is the funding to travel to other countries to reach targets set, not of that will be set by you?
Yeah, probably set by the world in general. Should we move on to page 4? First paragraph from the second, of course, is not a. It says, one of the things that for it guys is not a case, comma. 24 in German and French, and so on. Is that the deal with that? That's it. So, the company is what we are told by the
government. Yes, when you're saying in German and French, are you talking about the English film?
Yeah. And then on revolution, they are better than the one that we. But I also think that we also raised the point that we need to strengthen the relationship between what Tata.
We said that we need to strengthen the relationship between what Tata offered.
Tata is one side.
Tata, same thing. As well as what the industry means. Your frivolity betrays your wisdom.
So that is.
I think one of the just minor changes. I think overall we should be able to adopt this with this amendment. Complete, Hasmin.
Can Mr. Manel explain to us? How does the level be attended to this committee? Because I think it is not quite right for them to record that these people were in presence, yet the other people that were present are not going to be recorded. Like myself, I've heard other people also. Because I assume that we have a record here, you know, for attendance. And now when they actually write out their minutes, you will find that the other names have disappeared. Why is that?
Let's say it's been a rough morning for Moses. We'll ask Moses to improve on the recording of let's not let. I can never come to pan in that I have been.
Suggestion is this. You have seen it, especially in court, good judges. At the end, when they come up with a very good judgment, they don't compile it when the case ends and begin to record. Every day, you just leave both at the office like now, just spend about an hour when the issue is still verified and captured and filed the session. So it's easy at the end. But then you leave it at the end of the end and you try to recall and what can happen. You want the problem of memory, intellect, and grammar, etc. Everything gets compounded. So you must write the report progressively, especially that you've got a week in between.
So that was a very good idea. Then you're not going to feel so harassed. You can harangue them.
I think firstly on the formal processes, can we get a move for this report with your amendment? Dr. Kachalia and Mr. Shah.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you were not there? Well, since you were there?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Kalago. Okay. I want to say, in concluding this session, that the words that you attribute to me in your report, that the chairperson sent the officials and emphasize that in the interest of encouraging job creation and infantile poverty, there's a need for both members of parliament and government officials not to conduct business as usual. I think those words are also directed to you, Honorable. we are going to be quite firm. I think we're starting on the right note.
Yeah.
So that if you are having problems with support, raise that with us. If you need formal support in the office, we'll raise it to the powers that be. But you want efficiency and productivity in what we're doing. Dr. Khan, you have the last word, madam.
Just a minute, 1 minute of the amendment time. I just wanted to inform the committee that that I, together with three of my colleagues from the Housing, Transport and Energy sectors, have compiled a report on climate change, a very timeous and topical report, which looks at the problem of climate change in South Africa and how these four sectors have responded to the problem. What is really nice about this particular report is that it ends with a series of recommendations aimed specifically at Parliament, what the various committees can do and what we as individuals working for and in Parliament can do as well. Please pick up your report for a basic English way you can see a system. Thank you. There is an evaluation form, or if at any stage you would like further information or want to ask questions.
Thank you, Dr. Khan. I am excited to see this report. I think it's timely. Thank you so much.
Okay, that concludes the business for the morning.